This is the feast of the Ascension of our Lord, and the epistle for today's Mass is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. In the former book, O Theophilus, I spoke of all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day on which he was taken up after he had given commandments through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, during 40 days appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. And while eating with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, of which you have heard, said he, by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. They therefore, who had come together, began to ask him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the very ends of the earth. And when he had said this, he was lifted up before their eyes, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing up to heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white garments and said to them, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, shall come in the same way as you have seen him going up to heaven. Please stand for the gospel. The Holy Gospel for today's Mass is taken from the account according to St. Mark, chapter 16, verses 14 to 20. At that time, Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples as they were at table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and hardness of heart, in that they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned. And these signs shall attend those who believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall get well. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sits at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the preaching by the signs that followed. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. You remember that it was on this day, 40 days after our Lord rose from the dead, that he came to his apostles and his disciples and his Blessed Mother in the upper room, once again the doors being closed. This was in the morning. And he ate with them. He had breakfast with them. It must have been, since there were 120 people there, it must have been about the size of this room. This holds about 120 people. Maybe it was bigger than this, but it was something like this. And when they were finished with their breakfast, they took a walk. And they walked through Jerusalem. And he hid his appearance from everyone else except these 120 people. No one else could see him. If you were at the Q&A last week, you heard that agility is one of the gifts that is given to a body that has been raised from the dead, but also the control of the soul over our body. So that we can not only pass through solid objects, but we have complete control over our body. And so we decide who to whom we will appear. And otherwise we can remain hidden. And this is what our Lord did. And they took this long walk after their breakfast. It was approximately a half a mile, maybe 1,000, some say it's about 1,000 yards. It says that he took them out towards Bethany, which was two miles away. And during this time, he conversed with them. But especially, he rebuked them because they had not believed when they heard that he has risen from the dead. They did not believe it. And the impression is he rebuked them soundly, all those who refused to believe, because they deserved it, number one. They should have been, just as our Blessed Mother, they should have been waiting with great joy and expectation for his resurrection. That's what she did, because she believed. And everyone, including his enemies, remember, everyone was well aware that he had more than once, many times, some of them are recorded in the Gospels, he had many times predicted his resurrection, his passion, his death, and his resurrection. Even though he may not have mentioned it by name, his ascension. So even his enemies were aware of this. So how much more conscious of this should have his disciples, his apostles been? How much more believing, how much they should have believed. And the women to whom Christ appeared after his mother in the morning, these women to whom he appeared and who he sent to the apostles and the disciples to tell them that he had risen from the dead, these women were there, not only their trusted friends for all this time of his public life, they were family, mothers of some of the apostles. And they wouldn't believe them either. So he rebuked them. He made them feel pretty low. And this was in preparation for the coming of the Holy Ghost. Because in few days, 10 days, they would receive this outpouring of the gifts of God, gifts of the Holy Ghost, beyond anything anyone had ever received apart from our Blessed Mother. And if they had not received this rebuke, if our Lord had not humiliated them in front of all of the believers, they would not have been well grounded in humility. And they might have thought that they deserved all these lofty graces that were poured out upon them. So this is why our Lord prepared them. This is how he did it. And then we have our Blessed Mother, the Mother of God. She was there too. What can we say of her prayer? One author says, "Who would dare speak of it?" What her recollection was, her spirit of prayer during this breakfast and during this walk, when she knew what was happening, and they all sensed that this was the end. But she knew it. What was her silence, her peace, her joy? As this took place, this morning, this long morning, because you remember that our Lord and Savior ascended, according to tradition, he ascended into heaven at noon. Same time that he was crucified. So we have our Blessed Mother, who, as Father said this morning, received great increase in holiness on Pentecost. And this was because of her unspeakable preparation, her prayer. We know that her holiness was increased at every moment of her life, since even at her conception she was holier than all the rest of creation put together. And then she carried our Lord and Savior for 9 months. So we can say her holiness, as her dignity, was quasi-infinite. Many authors actually refer to her as the Divine Mary or the Divine Mother. Not to say she is God, but she is so much like God that we can call her divine. And so we have her preparation, as well as the apostles and the disciples, for these next 9 days. And we give you this picture for yourselves, that you might imagine on this occasion her prayer, her recollection, her love for not only her son, but for all of the other apostles and disciples, all those people there, and even us. Remember, she is our mother. She was thinking of all of us. So you might remember her, because we know that you will all want to make a novena with us, every year we make a novena for these 9 days, because that's what a novena is. This is the first one. It's called novena from the word nine in Latin, because this is the first novena, these 9 days in preparation by the direction of Christ himself, preparation for the coming of the Holy Ghost. And we hope that all of you will follow this direction from God, from the Son of God, who says to all of us here, when he spoke to his disciples and apostles, to wait for the coming of the Holy Ghost and to be prepared. We hope that all of you will do the same, and you will set aside each of these days. Set aside a little time during which you are completely alone, and you raise your heart up to the heart of God, the heart of Christ. And there you will be able to feel his love. And the graces that were poured out upon these 120 people, these similar graces, if you are well prepared, if you set aside a little time each day, total silence, you raise your heart up to heaven. That's what this day is for. Raising your heart up to heaven. And ask God to give you special share in his grace, in his love. And we pray that these graces that you receive on this feast will be indescribable. And however great they are, or however small, you will enjoy them for all eternity. Will make you holier than you are now. You'll be closer to God if you prepare. You know that on this day our Lord ascended into heaven. There were many reasons why he did this. One of them was that he was alive and he was incorruptible. A live, incorruptible person belongs in heaven. He doesn't belong on earth. But also, it made it perfectly clear, much more clear than it had already been, that he had risen from the dead. That he had conquered sin and the devil, and that he had redeemed us. The fact that he went to heaven made all of these things crystal clear. He increased our faith. We have much greater faith because he is in heaven than we would have if he had remained here on earth. Remember, faith is of those things which are unseen. So he increased our faith. He increased our hope. Not only because he went to heaven as our head, but he said, I go to prepare a place for you. So he increased our hope by going to heaven. And especially did he increase our love. Because we know now that we must do as St. Paul says, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. So how much more we love now that our head is in heaven. He went to heaven as a man, but clearly this was from his divine power that he did this. And also because of this gift that we mentioned, agility. Remember, the soul controls the body through this gift of us, a person who has risen from the dead. And so he went to heaven just simply because his soul, because he desired to go there. You go at will, wherever we decide to go, and at great speed by this gift. We also know that his Father raised him to heaven with the same power as the Son. It's identical. He went there as for the purpose, as St. Paul says, that he might fill all things and to increase our reverence for him. How much greater our reverence is because he is in heaven now. And lastly, so that he might pray for us right in front of the throne of God, his Father. Isn't that much more beautiful that he pray in heaven for you and me? That we might raise our hearts up to him in heaven. And that we might feel his love. Remember, where your treasure is, there is your heart also. He is our treasure. That's where our heart belongs. And we feel his love if we pray. And it is far beyond, and we see clearly that it is far infinitely greater than any love that we have here on earth, which is all so fleeting, so empty, so uncertain, all earthly love. And he says, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you also may be. What an exquisitely beautiful promise. If we could only keep this in our heart, the forefront of our heart, this promise, how much happier we would be. So that at every moment we might make an act of love of God, we might remember him as we remember so many things here, because we care about them. Things like breathing, eating, drinking, sleeping. These things we care about, not to mention all of the other things. But what comes first? All of these earthly things or God? Should not this be first for us? Should this not be above everything? So that we can constantly make acts of love of God. Remember, it takes an instant to make an act of love of God. No words, just the thought. Blink of an eye, and we can love him. And we can do that all the time. See, your eye blinks in a tenth of a second. That's how long it takes to love God. What a reward you will have in heaven if you can do this. This is what the saints were able to do. And is given, it is offered to us. If we try to love God with all of our heart, this is offered to each one of you, no matter who you are or what you do in life. Holiness, the love of God is offered to you so that you might be just like these saints. And this day, especially, is given to us so that we might have a real sweet foretaste of the happiness of heaven. And we might have ascension all year long. May God bless you.